From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump Friday announced his administration is imposing new sanctions against North Korea. He made the announcement speaking to a friendly audience at the Conservative Political Action Committee conference.
I do want to say, because people have asked, North Korea, we impose today the heaviest sanctions ever imposed on a country before.
Details of the sanctions came from his Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, who briefed reporters at the White House.
Today's actions will significantly hinder North Korea's ability to conduct evasive maritime activities that facilitate illicit coal and fuel transports and limit the regime's ability to ship goods through international waters.
The announcement comes as the president's daughter Ivanka is in South Korea, attending the close of the Winter Olympic Games. Later on Friday, the president held a joint news conference with Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, where Mr. Trump was asked about school violence and his plans for gun control.
See, a security guard doesn't know the children, doesn't love the children. This man standing outside of the school the other day doesn't love the children, probably doesn't know the children. The teachers love their children. They love their pupils. They love their students. They're doing it also from love. Now, they have to be very adept. I'm not talking about every teacher. I'm talking about a small percentage.
President Trump talking about arming teachers in the United States. Rick Gates, a former top advisor to President Donald Trump's campaign, pleaded guilty today in the special counsel's Russia investigation to conspiracy and false statements charges. This is VOA News.